This is Q&A Selection 301, titled Whining Your Way to XX. If you haven't already figured out what it's about, I think the very first question and answer will make it clear. To help me do my magic is my lovely assistant, Marge. Say hi, Marge.
Hello, everybody.
Let's get right into the first minute at 200. Ready? I am showing you a copy of a petition for divorce, ma'am. Are you the named petitioner in this action, and is that your husband who is named as the respondent?
Yes, but they've included my middle name there, and I never use that.
You have outlined in your claim that your husband has mentally and physically abused you. Did you advise him that you were leaving him because of abuse the first time you left?
I didn't, but they advised him.
When you say they, who do you mean?
Well, the police were called in, so I assume they must have told him why they were there.
Do you have any documentation, like a police statement or complaint, to verify what you have just said?
Well, I don't, but the shelter probably has something on record to that effect.
Okay, my information is that you left the matrimonial home with a police escort and you went to a shelter. For how long were you there?
I think it was approximately a week or 10 days, something like that.
Did you engage in any counseling while you were there?
They interviewed me several times. As far as actual counseling, they counseled me a little bit, yeah.
Please relate what they counseled you for.
Just some of the issues I was facing, you know, opening my eyes as to what was happening in my marriage. I was pretty isolated as to what the situation was. I thought it was just me, but I found out that a lot of women go through the same abuse I was experiencing.
When you say abuse, what are you talking about?
Some physical abuse, some psychological, emotional abuse, and some sexual abuse as well.